I love and am always so grateful when past me takes care of future me. I've done that. I do it all the time, actually. It's a part of my reality, is that I work to take care of future Lex, and I'm so grateful to past Lex. So let's talk about it.
Your daily Lex.
I thought about it this morning. We just had the pool opened yesterday. And of course, when you open the pool after the off season, it's gross. And so I have to run the vacuum in the pool a lot. And then you have to clean out the vacuum with the hose. But to use the hose, I have to turn on the hose. And man, when we finished the basement, the guy who did our basement did a great job of putting in access panels so we could get to all the various things you need to get to in a basement when you finish it. Except the shutoff for the rear hose, the backyard hose, he did not have an access for. And so I learned that some months later and brought him back over. And he's like, okay, I'm looking at it outside and I see exactly where it's going to be. Let me cut this panel here. And no, we could not get to where that shutoff was. So we had to cut a second panel. He's like, here it is. It's just reach way up here and then you can get it. So we have two access panels to get towards the hose shutoff, neither of which is in the correct place. One of which is closer than the other. And historically, at the starts of some summers, I have struggled to find exactly where that hose shutoff is. I can't remember which of those two things to check. And then when I'm checking them both, I can't figure out where the hose shutoff thing is because it's hard to find. Two summers ago, I took a moment and wrote right on the, I can't think of the word, framing, the house framing, right around the frame work, in a permanent marker with arrows pointing to where the hose shutoff was. I don't mind writing on the house itself because it's, you know, behind the access panels and stuff. It's behind the walls. It's inside the walls. And so this year I knew exactly which one to look at because I remembered it. And then in terms of finding where that valve was, I could just follow my own arrows. And I was so grateful to past me. Past me also often fills up my water bottle at night. So when I come down motivated and ready to go for my workout, I don't have to fill up the water bottle then because past me already did. I'm grateful to past me for putting notes in my Your Daily Lex note, including the notes for this episode, which as I wrote them, I was like, hey, this is funny. In the future, future me is going to be grateful to past me, which at the time is present me, for writing this very note. And indeed, that's exactly what has happened. So past me was correct. That guy is really smart. Future me is even smarter because I've had all this time to learn since I was past me. But I'm grateful when I can take the time to set myself up for success. One of the ways past me sometimes takes care of future me is I like to leave out my contact lens thingies. I wear disposables, daily disposables. So you wear them and then at the end of the day, you throw them away. But I leave the little tiny little contact lens packages out because it's a little reminder to me at the end of the day to take my contacts out again because sometimes I forget. I've forgotten to take my contacts out twice or three times ever since I started wearing them, which has been many years. But those little thingies serve as a reminder. When we first had cats, they liked to play with those. So I had to stop leaving them out. And I just had to throw away my garbage first thing instead of throwing my garbage at the end of the day. But now the cats are more mature, I guess. So I'm allowed to leave them out without fear of my cats messing with them. And I appreciate that extra reminder. Like I said, I just about never forget to take my contacts out, but I like that past me is taking care of future me at all times. For no real reason other than I think it's fun, I'm going to share with you now a little composition I made in Logic, except to say that I made it is stretching credulity. I mean, I did make it, but the new Logic has session musicians. You could, for a long time, you could have virtual drummers in GarageBand and Logic, but now Logic also has session musicians for the bass and for keyboards. So I took my song, The Real Lex Friedman, or I'm The Real Lex Friedman, and asked those instrumentalists, those virtual session instrumentalists, to play some of it. And it took a little bit of doing to get them to do what I wanted. But here is just a little instrumental snippet of that with a couple verses and choruses, none of which I play on. I told them what to do and they did it. So here's that. That'll be the end of the episode. Enjoy.
Lex.